Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
My goodness, they taught me so much. I was tired about the fifth night there. And I stepped off the stage and they again called me back. And you know, I made a rookie cross-cultural mistake. I was so impressed with the third movement that I'm among, I want to ask them, how can we partner together? How can we, in the West, with what you have learned about the kingdom of God, what can you teach us? How can we partner together? And yet I'm so tired, I make a rookie mistake, and what comes out of my mouth is not how can we work together, but how can we help you? And guess what I got a request for? Just like that, the leader of the movement stood up and said, we have 400 pastors, leaders in prison today, 400. And their families are suffering for school fees. They're suffering for rent, for food. Now that you and Ruth have heard our stories, will you go back to the West and tell our stories for us and take love offerings among the body of Christ in the West and raise money and help the suffering families, the 400 suffering families who their husbands and fathers are in prison today. And you know what? It was like lightning struck my heart and said, this is what you will do the rest of your life. And you know what the Holy Spirit did? The Holy Spirit did probably one of the biggest miracles on earth. He took away my speech. Because I turned to all of that family of God, ready to say to them, you know, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. I can raise money. We can tell stories. We can make people cry. We can do this thing. And I'm terrified because I can't speak. So somewhere in my subconscious, I prayed to God, speak, Lord, your servant wants to hear. And I heard clearly, God said, say this to my children. And for the first time in my life, I'd never done it before, I've never done it since, I said to God, I can't say this. And God said, we're not having a dialogue here. This is not a conversation. This is what you are to say to my children. And so I turned back to the house group and I said, how many of you are in this movement? And the leader said, Nick, I've told you three times, there's 10 million of us. I said, now, you know what I did? I was sort of saying to God, now, God, you've never been to China. And God, you've never slept in bed with four Chinese guys. And God, you don't really know my situation. So I'm trying to soften God. Really what I'm trying to do is say, here's God and here's Nick. And Nick doesn't have anything to do with what God's about to say. I said, you know, you don't know me. I'm a visitor. I won't be here much longer. I have no authority over you. And the interpreter is doing this stuff, and he's looking at me with puzzlement on his face. But I said, you know, I'm stammering, but you need to hear the word from the Lord. And God wants to say to you, if 10 million of you cannot take care of just 400 families, do you have the right to call yourselves the church of God? Or can you even call yourselves followers of Jesus? Well, that went over really big, you know. And there was 170 maximum house church leaders, evangelists just sitting like stone. What do you do after you say something like that? I mean, I don't even know where I am. And I go sit on this little bench, and my interpreter is sitting by me, and I'm saying to God, now, God, you've done it. What do I do now? I've offended everybody I know in China. I don't know where I am. If I go out the gate, I don't know how to leave. God, you've got me in such a mess. What in the world am I going to do? And you know, my Ruth and I have been married 35 years. And you can imagine that as quiet and as sweet as she is, I have given her permission that when I'm being too loud or not listening well, or it's time to go, or maybe I need to tone it down a little bit, Ruth, and multiple times, I'm sorry to say, of my life, will reach over and pat me on the leg, which means, you know, let it go, quiet down, whatever. And you know, I hate that pat. Even though I don't know if you guys are married, but I hate that pat. And so I'm sitting there on the bench, and I've just offended everybody I know in China. And my interpreter looked at me with these sad eyes like, dude, you don't have a brain in your head. And he reaches over, and he pats me on the thigh just like my wife would. And I thought, God, if I hit him and knock him out, would I have harmed my witness any more than I've already had? I mean, I'm so much on the edge. And we sat there for 15 minutes. I don't know how many eternities you might think that was. And then this woman starts to cry. And a man starts to cry. And in a moment, they're all crying. And for almost a half an hour, they shouted out to God. And at the end of that, the leader stood up and he wiped dirty, dusty tears from his face. And he said, Nick, go home. You go home and you and Ruth do exactly what God has called you to do. If 10 million of us, and we need to hear the words of the Lord in this, if 10 million of us cannot take care of just 400 families, do we have any right to call ourselves the Church of Jesus Christ, our followers of Jesus? You go do your job and we will do our job.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.